Thank you, Donna. My name is Margaret, grateful member of Al-Anon, and thank you for, thanks everybody. Welcome to Accepting Traditions and Concepts of Way of Life. This evening, I just wanted to go over the format that we decided to do this as a group and when we were asked to present. So I'm going to do traditions and concepts 1 through 4. Donna's going to do 5 through 8, and Penny's going to bring it home with 9 through 12. And with that in mind, I'm going to pass this over to Penny, and she's going to give us a little history of how concepts came to be.
Hi. Most of us are very familiar with the steps, and then a large percentage of us are very familiar with the traditions. But the concepts might be a little vague to some of us. So I went into our book, Many Voices, One Journey, to review a little bit of the history of the concepts. And as far back as 1957, the concepts were discussed as being part of the developing charter for what was then the advisory board. Because Al-Anon itself did not exist. Well, yeah, they did in 1951. Yeah, so they had an advisory board. It really wasn't the World Service Conference yet. In 1970, Lois Wilson sent a copy of the 12 Concepts Service to all the conference members for study and consideration prior to that year's World Service Conference. They were approved unanimously. An interesting note, this is what Lois wrote about the concepts. The concepts are not, yes? You can't hear me? Okay, let's try that again. Okay, he said get close, I'm close. Okay, this is what Lois wrote about the concepts. The concepts are not meant for general Al-Anon consumption, but will be a useful guide for those in the future who will manage our services. I 100% disagree with that statement. Everybody can learn something from the conference, from the concepts. Another interesting fact is in 1984, the concepts were given the same status as the steps and traditions. Up until that point, they were just kind of hanging out there, this is a fact that I've learned, that who has ownership of the 12 steps? No, it's not Al-Anon. It's AA. Yeah, because as we just learned in the trivia thing, the AA Big Book was published in 1939. Al-Anon did not exist until 1951. Same year as me. So that's the little short history of the concepts.
So back to me. So I'm just going to walk you through when I was first walked into these doors of Al-Anon. When I first walked into these doors of Al-Anon, I was broken, destroyed, just very broken person. And I wanted to learn the steps. I didn't want to mess around with traditions. I wanted to do the steps and graduate. And then I was going to be better. And I came to realize that the more I did, the more I knew I needed to learn. And I'm in the program 2 years. This month is my birthday. I'm 2 years old. Thank you. And to be in these rooms with all of you is just so wonderful. I wish I could harness this and bottle this and just keep what it is. And knowing I want to be around all of you all the time is just so wonderful. But yeah, so when I first got into the program, I found a sponsor, a good friend of mine, and she finally said yes. I begged her to say yes, and she said, "You will do everything I ask." And I said, "Whatever you want, you've got it, Kat. If I ask you to roll a pee across an auditorium floor, you're going to do it." "Yes, Kat, I will do it. I want to get better." "Yeah, you will do 90 meetings in 90 days. You will call me every day at 8 o'clock. You will go to meetings and you will log them all in. You will do a workbook, and we're going to go over it every week with you, and you're going to get daily readers." And so I was immersed, and I can't think of any better way I could have gotten healed, because I was so broken. And yeah, so I feel like I've come a long way. And to come that long way to understand, I can't wait to learn about concepts and traditions. And when I was asked to do this, I thought, I want to do this because I want to learn about concepts. And I was at a workshop online, and they were doing steps, traditions, and concepts all in one meeting. That was unbelievable. I didn't know how there was so much in that meeting. It was an hour and a half meeting, and that's when it all started coming together. And the more I hear, the more I grasp. And when I miss something, I know I'm going to hear it again. I love that about this program, because there's so much going on in all on these rooms. And so what I heard the speaker say at those meetings was she found this very enlightening for her to do the steps in this book. Because I first started, my sponsor wanted me, I did whatever she said, so I did the Path to Recovery, the blue book. And I always thought, after I finished that, if I die, my husband needs to go in my room and burn that book, because I didn't want my kids to find it. And I don't think I feel that way anymore. I don't think I have anything to hide. So it's very freeing, and it's nice to see how much I've grown when I've wrote in those pages so long ago in February of 22. So a lot of that came from this, reaching for personal freedom. Yeah, I noticed that my higher power had different plans for me, and that I started attending Zoom meetings and opened up my eyes to different things. I live in Maricopa, very isolated community, so for me to go to other meetings, it's a long way to drive, and I'm not crazy about driving, so I've gone to way out in Casa Grande to their meetings, and I've gone all the way to Queen Creek, and I've gone to your meetings, and I love all the things that are going on, and it's so different than Maricopa with my little Al-Anon family that's going on there. So and I was going through with that steps, traditions concept. It was a 12-week presentation, and so every week it was a new concept, tradition being presented. So I learned a lot. And so with tradition one, our common welfare should come first. Personal progress for the greatest number depends upon unity. Principle is unity. Concept one, the ultimate responsibility and authority for Al-Anon World Service being to the Al-Anon groups. The principle is unity. Both those have unity in it. And what that said to me, accepting this as a way of life for me, is that I tend to isolate, because nobody can hurt me when I isolate, and it's very comforting. So for me to be able to go to a meeting and share was putting me in a very vulnerable position, but I found that I was healing in those rooms, and that's where I was going to find my healing, because I couldn't do it by myself. So in these 2 years, I have learned a lot, and believing in this and caring for myself and the support that comes from my group it's just been such a gift. And the ultimate responsibility is me, and I find that vulnerability is the healing part of me that's healing when I let myself be vulnerable. When I see other people share and think, oh my God, how do they do that? It's so amazing. Tradition two, for our group purpose, there is but one authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. The principle is trust. Concept two, the Al-Anon family groups have delegated complete administrative operational authority to their conference and its service arms. Principle is accountability. And putting all this into perspective, it's like, how do I do this in my life? This is all, wow, it can be so complicated. So working with this book, I was able to see, how does that fit in my life? And so there's a section in here talking about how I bring it home to my home life. And my husband and I bought a home 2 years ago, and how running our household to make it a loving atmosphere, to have the things that we want in our retirement, it takes both of us. You know, that when he loads a dishwasher, I'm not right behind and reloading it a different way. And when, yeah, that can be hard, and I'm thinking, let it go. Just let it go, Margaret. And he'll say, Margaret, you know, we should go do this today. What do you have to do? I've got to clean the toilets, Gary. What just happened? Honey, I cleaned all the toilets. Oh, it was 5 minutes ago. And so, well, I did it so we could go do what we want to do. And it's like, okay, we can do that. And it's great. He's so loving and kind, and I'm so blessed to have him in my life. He makes me crazy, but I'm very blessed to have him, and he's so willing to help And I'm very grateful for that. And so when he's outside, just let me know if you need some help, and he can get carried away on projects. So our bougainvillea isn't much of a bougainvillea anymore. After this freeze, Penny saw it in my driveway. It's a little bush now. That's okay. That's okay. Let it go. Yes. Yes. Tradition 3, the relatives of alcoholics, when gathered together for mutual aid, may call themselves an Al-Anon family group, provided that as a group they have no other affiliation. The only requirement for membership is that there be a problem of alcoholism in a relative or friend. Principle being identity. Concept 3, the right of decision makes effective leadership possible, mutual trust. And to me, what that said to me was, when I incorporate all this in my life, is the sharing in meetings. I couldn't do it if I didn't trust and love my Al-Anon family, because I don't have that same feeling with my own family. And it's sad to say, but it's very true. Living in that chaos of growing in an alcoholic family, I never knew what it was like to feel or to just always be one step in front of the other, so you were always protecting yourself. So living like that was just very freeing to me, to be able to come into these rooms and share and have the respect from others, and me to give them the same respect, and the freedom to take what you like and leave the rest just spoke volumes to me. And the freedom to be myself in those meetings and just extend the same courtesy to each and every one of you, because we're the family of Al-Anon. Again, I love that. I really do. Learned a lot. Tradition 4. Each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting another group or AA as a whole. The principle is participation. Concept 4. Participation is the key to harmony. Principle, belonging. And knowing that I struggle with isolation, it's that I know it's not healthy, and to share openly, just that feeling in a safe atmosphere. And I'm saying it again, I see that common thread coming throughout when I was doing steps and traditions and concepts 1 through 4, that common thread of what I keep saying over and over again, that safety in the rooms. If we didn't have that, we wouldn't have the healing. I know I wouldn't have the healing I have, but to have that is very healing for me, and that my voice matters, and that everyone's important. And just, I wanted to read you a little bit about the reading I had today, and I wasn't going to do it, and I thought, golly, that just spoke to me when I was getting ready today. I don't know if the new book, I just love this little guy. So it was February 10th. When I came into Al-Anon, the first useful idea I heard was to detach from unacceptable behavior. With the help of an experienced Al-Anon member, I determined 3 types of boundaries I could set. Boundaries I needed to protect myself from others, boundaries I needed to protect others from me, and boundaries to keep me from neglecting myself. To protect myself from others when another's behavior isn't sitting well with me, I can go to a safe place and read every page in a daily reader on an emotion I'm feeling. To protect others from me, I do my best to align my behavior with the kind of person I want to be. To stop self-neglect, I decide how much unacceptable behavior I will let myself get away with. Today's reminder, whether I'm faced with unacceptable behavior from myself or others, detachment can give me the time and space to know how to respond. Quote, knowing what is good for us and what is not is the first step in establishing healthy limits for ourselves inside and outside of relationships. And what that says to me is just the boundaries to keep myself, the detachment I used and the boundaries to keep myself safe so I wasn't in that chaotic world, to learn who I was, to learn how to love myself, how to share. It's very freeing. And yeah, and I thank you every day for this program and for me to get my life back. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Margaret. That was great. So I was tasked with traditions 5 and concepts 5 through 9 and through 8. And I glean most of my information from Reaching for Personal Freedom. This has a great volume of different stories, personal stories that touch on the traditions and the concepts. So I started with Tradition 5. The principle is purpose. Tradition 5 gives us the opportunity to move forward in an attempt to foster healthier relationships and to live a better life by giving family members and friends the dignity and respect to live their own lives. We cultivate relationships free from manipulation and control. I should start with the tradition itself. Each Al-Anon family group has but one purpose, to help families of alcoholics. We do this by practicing the 12 steps of AA ourselves, by encouraging and understanding our alcoholic relatives, and by welcoming and giving comfort to families of alcoholics. As a result of working Tradition 5 in my relationship, I've learned to become passionate and loving towards myself, mostly, and then as I grow better with learning and growing to love myself and being more compassionate with myself, then I can deal better with others and with the everyday struggles that we find when we deal with families that are affected by the disease of alcoholism. Concept 5, the principle is consideration, the rights of appeal and petition protect minorities and ensure that they be heard. So concept 5 contains the spiritual opinions that must be heard from every informed group conscience. We agree to listen to everyone's opinion. It's important that we make sure that we're listening to the newcomers' opinions as long as our own, and that happens in our families as well. I have the right to speak up, and it's my duty to listen and help others and keep an open mind. Tradition 6, the principle is solidarity. Our family groups ought never endorse, finance, or lend our name to any enterprise, lest problems of prestige divert us from our primary spiritual aim. Although a separate entity, we should always cooperate with Alcoholics Anonymous. Tradition 6 cautions us about diverting our attention from our primary focus of our lives. Any number of distractions can pull us away from our primary spiritual aim, which is to be our best self spiritually, emotionally, and physically. Stress and anxiety created by obsessive worrying over financial matters or career challenges are examples of distraction from our primary purpose. It's my responsibility to make sure that I'm taking care of myself. Again, a lot of the traditions and the concepts that I worked with was all about learning how to take care of ourselves. But when and setting boundaries with those that I'm lending money to, I want to make sure that family members agree when we support outside entities, that we all agree that we want to base our primary purpose on spiritual avenues rather than a desire to please. By staying true to our primary purpose, it keeps us focused on what's really important. Giving myself and others the freedom to have different ideas, beliefs, and feelings, I can have healthier relationships strengthened by the principle of solidarity. Concept 6 is responsibility and administration. In Al-Anon, we begin to... Concept 6 is the conference acknowledges the primary administrative responsibility of the trustees. In Al-Anon, we begin to learn that one person, one committee, or one management position cannot administer all things necessary for relationship or entity to prosper and grow. We have to realize that we have the responsibility as an Al-Anon group or an Al-Anon world service that whatever we give to somebody, that they are able to do that job. We learn to work together as we develop a level of trust. We learn to link the responsibility of the job with to the authority that can complete the job. It helps to clarify the delegation of duties and responsibilities to those who are willing and knowledgeable and who are experienced to do the job. At my home, both of us share in the housework. We're both kind of semi-retired at this point, so we spend a lot of time at home, and so we take on both the responsibility and the administrative duties of our house. And then tradition 7, every group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. The principle is responsibility. Becoming self-supporting gives us the opportunity to gain freedom from the unhealthy dependence on others by establishing our own boundaries and goals for our lives. Allowing others the right to pursue their goals with their own resources leads to healthier relationships with families and friends. Tradition 7 suggests that I be self-supporting, self-supporting in all areas, my mental, emotional, spiritual, and financial health. I've also learned that through Tradition 7 that it's important that other people have the right to decline my contributions of help. Yes. Enough said. Being self-supportive to me depends on myself, depending on myself to understand and choose what is best for me in a given situation and giving my choice away to someone else. It also means that taking responsibility for my choices and accepting that my happiness is mine and is enough to feed and nourish. Concept 7 is the principle of balance. The trustees have legal rights while the rights of the conference are traditional. Concept 7 is legal, and it's a balance between legal and traditional. And legal is binding, like a contract or a job description, some kind of a personal contract you may have, like with the people that cut your lawn or something. And if there's disputes within these situations, there's rules that govern these situations. It's different than the traditional rules. And Al-Anon speaks to the traditional roles in the principles of the legacies. So recovery through the steps, unity through the traditions, and service through the concepts. I think of it as one of the examples that they give in the Reaching for Personal Freedom is the relationship between a mother and her children. And so this I could relate to because I had, when my children were smaller, I had the traditional role of kind of giving them guidance and being a nurturer and loving them, but I had legal responsibilities to make sure that they were taken care of and that they were towing the line, if you will, of so I had the legal responsibility for them. But now that my adult children are older, I still have the traditional role as a mother to provide them nurturing and loving them unconditionally, but I no longer have legal responsibility of them. That one was a really challenging one for me to figure out, but I think I got there. So tradition 8, the principle is fellowship. Al-Anon 12-step work should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. Tradition 8 reminds us that we share our experience, strength, and hope as peers. We carry a message of hope, and our responsibility is to serve our fellowship. We focus on the things that we do well, and we delegate to those areas that we need to. So for me, if I focus on what I can do right, but if I am not able to fulfill that, if I'm not able to do that, then I seek outside help, and I hire somebody to do that. The example they gave in Reaching for Personal Progress was, I can't do the housework all by myself. I still do, but I'd like to hire somebody out to do the housework. It's my goal. I'd like to be able to do that. So that's kind of how we are in the fellowship. We work together as peers, knowing that some people have better strengths in some areas. And that goes along with concept 8, which is the principle is delegation. The Board of Trustees delegates full authority for routine management of Al-Anon headquarters to its executive committees. So concept 8 focuses on priorities, keeps our eyes on the bigger picture, invests our efforts in activities that will bring the greatest results. To do that, we have to depend upon the help that others provide on a more routine manner. So people have day-to-day activities, day-to-day requirements that they have to do, fulfill routine obligations, and then we delegate to others that are more experienced or that are more willing or knowledgeable and have other abilities. We ask for help as we become more comfortable with letting go of our fears, and we may find that we can indeed trust abilities in the others. And one of the things that Reaching for Personal Freedom talks about is making sure that once we delegate a job, that we keep our hands off of somebody else's delegated responsibilities. So I'll pass it on to Penny.
Hi. Can you hear me now? Okay. Yeah. Okay, I got the last four. And when we were sitting down here, I said, I want to do the last four because I really want to do the warranties. So to me, the principles in Tradition 9 was structure, and the concept 9 was leadership and ability. In my alcoholic home, there was no structure, and there certainly was no leadership. Everybody just was running amok and doing whatever. I learned early on I need to personalize the steps, the traditions, and the concepts so that I can understand them. So when I got structure, I went, structure is really important to, have you ever worked in a place where there was no leadership, or there was bad leadership, or there was no structure, or there was rigid structure? So to me is when I look at that way, in a family, we need to have some structure, These are your job responsibilities, these are my job responsibilities, and somebody's the leader. And that leadership can change, flip back and forth. In Tradition 11, the principle that I came up with is anonymity. And in, where in the hell 10 go? Some reason I deleted 10. Okay, let's try it this way. Okay, that was 11. Okay. Thank you. Okay. I love it. Okay, tradition, the principle I found for tradition 10 was neutrality. And the concept for concept 10 was clarity. You know, I have to be neutral. I have to sometimes keep my opinion to myself, and that's where the neutrality comes in. I need to be able to listen to everybody, and I need to be able to keep my beliefs, what I think is right, because I'm always right, you know. And then to what was the concept again? So if I practice neutrality, then I can get to clarity. Because just because I think it should be this way doesn't mean it should be this way. You know, so the neutrality helps me work with it to get to clarity. Thank you. Okay. Tradition 11, the principle for me was anonymity. And concept 11 was humility. If I can be anonymous, then humility comes in. I don't know about the rest of you guys, but I think somebody said it in the meeting, one of the speeches earlier today. You know, I came in with a hell of an ego and no self-esteem. So humility was really something for me because, you know, prior to Al-Anon recovery, humility meant humiliation. And I'd had enough of that. So if I can remain anonymous, then I can be humble. And I can humility today means right-sized. My ego is right-sized. Tradition 12 is spirituality. Oh, God, that's another one of them God steps. You know, spirituality prior to Al-Anon to me meant religion. You know, and I haven't found yet in my life a religion that fits me. So it took me a long time to figure out what spirituality meant in Al-Anon. That if I practice spirituality in my life, you know, it just is what it is. You know, it's not, you know, some great huge thing. And concept 12, the principles in concept 12 for me were prudence and guidelines. I didn't practice a lot of prudence. Prudence was something, you know, when you live in an alcoholic home, it's chaos, and prudence was, you know, you maybe ate prunes. So prudence taught me to be it taught me to be careful. You know, to be careful with my finances, to be careful with my words, to be careful with how I reacted and behaved around people. It taught me to be just careful of those things. Now my favorite part, the warranties. There is a chap, page 134 in A Little Time for Myself, there's an excellent discussion of the warranties. But the principle I found for warranty one was selflessness. You know, that's the one that's saying we should have a ample reserve, it's a prudent financial policy to have an ample reserve. You know, it's not a prudent reserve, it's an ample reserve, you know. And selflessness taught me that I needed to put away, you know, in my alcoholic home with, you know, we had two incomes and no kids to support, you know, so I spent money like a drunken sailor home on shore leave. because I didn't, you know, and then things would come up. I need new tires. I had no money, you know, so it taught me that I needed to put a little bit of money aside. That was the first warranty. That was the first concept I ever practiced. Oh, you need to plan for the future. You know, the warranty two is realism. This is what it is, folks. You know, that it's not going to be, you know, the magic Al-Anon fairies aren't going to come around and plunk you on the head and make him be 6'2" and blonde, you know, and sober. You know, that's not going to happen. I had to realistically view my life as it was. The principle for Warranty 3 is representation. Everybody gets to have a voice in Al-Anon. And in my home life, nobody got to have a voice. It was the one who screamed the loudest, the longest, and used the most profanity. That's the one who got to have a voice. And so Al-Anon has taught me that I need to listen to everybody in my family and take their views into consideration and to, you know, even if I don't like what they do. You know, I'm getting new tile in my house, and my opinion was not asked. I got to decide what color. So, you know, representation is really important in our families, you know, and in our groups. And four, the principle of Warranty 4 was dialogue. I need to talk to people. You know, like I said, I came in here with all the answers, you know. I didn't need to talk to you because I knew the answers. Slowly, Al-Anon taught me what the hell the questions were. You know, then I kind of went, oh, you might have something to say about this? You know, and Warranty 5, the principle I came to was compassion and respect. You know, that was something I didn't have a ton of. You know, I was fortunate that what taught me compassion, especially for my alcoholic loved one, was the same time that I was coming to realize that my spouse was an alcoholic and he suffered from this horrible disease, absolutely horrible disease, that my father was going through kidney cancer, you know. And while my husband drank and ran around and didn't come home and was sometimes smelly, my father couldn't drink, because when you have kidney disease, you can only drink what you put out. So he literally couldn't drink anything. You know, he sometimes got grouchy. He got, you know, when your blood urea goes up too high, you get a little goofy in the head. So he would be a little odd sometimes. And he, because his body system was trying to push the toxins out of his system, he was smelly. You know, so I was looking at my husband and thinking, what was this piece of crap doing in my life? And why couldn't he be better? And it was just all willpower. And then I would look at my father and say, he's sick. These things are not of his doing. And the behaviors were really similar. And then I finally thought, oh my God, alcoholism is a disease. He's not in control of it either. You know, so it was really good that I came to that realization so I could have compassion for my loved one who suffered from alcoholism. I have compassion for my other family members who suffer mental health crises. You know, so, you know, when I get to the principle of the step and the tradition and the concept, then I can see where they make sense in my life. You know, and, you know, I'm a firm believer. You know, I learned early in this program, as they say, take what you like and leave the rest. So I've been rewriting the steps and the traditions and the concepts to where they make sense to me, you know? And so if it makes sense to me, then I can understand the principle. I can put it into practice. You know, when I came into the program and I knew there was steps, it was like, oh, 12 steps, 12 weeks, I'm out of here, you know? And then I realized it's going to take a little bit more than 12 weeks, you know. And then they said, well, there's these tradition things you need to pay attention to. And I kind of went, yeah, okay, I'll do those. You know, concepts was, I am never going to go to World Service Office, so why do I need to waste any time on these concepts? You know, but the steps, the traditions, and the concepts, I practice those laterally. Step one, tradition one, concept one. Step nine, tradition nine, concept nine. They go across the board, you know. So they're, you know, like I said, finding the principle to the step, to the tradition or the concept, helps me put it back in my life. And regardless of what Lois Wilson said about not being for our consumption, I think they are very much for our consumption. And when we practice those in our lives, another part of the program comes alive for us. So I think that's about it. We got a couple of minutes if anybody wants to share how they do the traditions and concepts in their life. Any questions? Not that we have any answers. Well, I have all the answers. So make sure you know what's the question. I know the answer too. So thank you.
I would like to say that the opinions expressed here were strictly those of the person who gave them. Take what you like and leave the rest. The things you heard here were spoken in confidence and should be treated as confidential. Keep them within the walls of this room and the confines of your mind. A few special words to those of you who haven't been with us long. Whatever your problems, there are those among us who have had them too. If you try to keep an open mind, you will find help. You will come to realize that there is no situation too difficult to be bettered and no unhappiness too great to be lessened. We aren't perfect. The welcome we give you may not show the warmth we have in our hearts for you. After a while, you'll discover that though you may not like all of us, you'll love us in a very special way, the same way we already love you. Talk to each other, reason things out with someone else, but let there be no gossip or criticism of one another. Instead, let the understanding, love, and peace of the program grow in you one day at a time. Will all who care to unmute and join me in closing? Okay, with the Al-Anon Declaration.
And just an FYI.